Hey everybody, it's Henry with the Film Buds Podcast. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, please let us know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks. 75. Let's get to the new horror film, which is on demand now, No Way Up. This one is directed by Claudio Fa, stars Cole Meany, Will Attenborough, Jeremias Amor, Sophie McIntosh, Phyllis Logan, and a few others. And the synopsis is, characters from different backgrounds are thrown together when the plane they're traveling on crashes into the Pacific Ocean. A nightmare fight for survival ensues, with the air supply running out and dangers creeping in from all sides. So I had heard about this one over the last couple of months, didn't have an immediate interest in seeing it, but I am still a fan of, as I just talked about, Night Swim, these sort of simple concepts where there's a disaster or it's taking an everyday thing and making it scary. I like that. I'm a bit of a sucker for it, as I've said many times before. So this still did intrigue me in some ways, but I did hear pretty mixed things about it. Nothing amazing, just it does the job, blah, blah, blah. But I figured, hey, I pop it in, had the time, so let's do it. And I don't think it's nearly as bad. I feel like I say this a lot. I don't think it's nearly as bad as some people have said, at least on Letterboxd. Maybe people are just more harsh on Letterboxd. I don't know. But I thought for what it set out to do, it did competently. That's not the most amazing praise, but I don't think there's anything in this movie that is offensively bad. There's decent direction. The performances are really not that bad. The writing is not obnoxious. Like a lot of times in movies like this, you'll get people who are really, really loud and just assholes for no reason, just to add a little conflict. And there are minor moments of that, but it's really fairly toned down for what I was expecting. I was thinking I was going to hate spending time with these characters, and I really didn't. And the plane crash, that's not a spoiler, or the shark aspect, all that is fine. Like, I, again, that's not the most amazing praise, or you got to see this. It's not one of those, but I think it is serviceable. I was engaged the whole time. It's not too long. It's maybe 80 minutes. Of all the shark movies out there, plane crash movies, it's really not the worst. It's not one I ever feel the need to go back and see again. But I thought that the setup at the airport where they're setting the different characters up and the connections and the relationships, that was fine. Like, it really was not that bad. I was like, wow, I'm kind of enjoying this. And I was interested to see how it all played out. And I think the shark stuff, it's nothing amazing. Like, I think it had a couple good moments of jump scares. And I liked the plane being stuck on this underwater ridge and slowly sliding down and the water filling up. I thought all that was clever. And I think there was a certain point where I was thinking, all right, there's nothing that's going to blow me away here. I can see where it's all going to a certain extent. But still, hey, let's see what happens. You never know. And the escape, I won't go into it too much, but there's really, I think you can kind of see where it's going again. But the escape towards the end, that works. I like the look of the sharks, I think for the budget, which is probably pretty small, looks good. I like all the stuff that is shot underwater or seemingly shot underwater. That looked good. The main girl who's incredibly scared of everything and she's having to find her bravery, it's a little cliche, but you know, not so bad. It was fine. And I think people are being a little too harsh on it. I don't know why, of all the movies out there that people give free passes to, I don't know why this one is like, this is horrible, it's like one of the worst movies in ages. I don't think it's that bad. I think it passes the time, you know. So if you like this sort of film, I think you could do worse, for sure. Not a best of the year, not one I'm like, you have to see this movie, but I was pleasantly engaged, pleasantly surprised. So that one is a 2.5 out of 5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.